Good morning, Adam.
Hello, Jack.
How are you today?
Excellente. Another beautiful day, right?
No, another beautiful day is right. What are we doing here? We should be outside walking in it or doing something in it.
Yeah, we'll get there. At some point today, that's correct. It's always good to do it. We got to do some work in between. We got a show to do. We can't do a show outside, can we?
What?
We do it anywhere we want.
That's right. It's exactly right. So, dirty secrets of small business. That's what we're here for. Talk about dirty secrets without identifying the dirty secrets. That's it. The dog. So, you got any trips planned lately? No trips coming up?
Popular this time of year, right? Summer road trips, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you have a destination in mind, don't you?
I don't know what we're going to do. We might end up going to Arizona in the heat. Make sure we get that 120 degrees.
Oh, that's good. Get a good sweat going. That's it. I like that. Get a good burn going.
No, but nothing big. So I don't know. Trying to go to Arizona somehow seems difficult to do. I don't know why. We should just be able to pack up and go. You don't have to pack up much to do that. The long weekend, that kind of thing. You know, nice maps, nice GPS system. It's easy to kind of get there with all the help of technology today. But you got corollaries that you can look at between business or coaching business and small businesses. With the corollaries are, how do I get to where I'm trying to go? Well, there's all kinds of maps and guidance right now. If you're going to take a car trip or a plane trip, and how does that relate to what we do?
Are we tour guides? Are we putting together triptychs for people?
You know, I guess we are to some degree, especially with all this. Where we've of late had several of our clients be purchased, which we've helped along in the process. And you know, now we're at that point, where we basically are helping them, helping the remaining clients and new clients coming in, helping them trying to get to where they're trying to go. We got a system to do that in our coaching, and we bring them along with that. So how do you get to where you're trying to go? You got seven keys that we like to talk about. And the first one is having what, Adam? A game plan.
A vision of knowing where you're trying to go.
That's right.
Or your example, Jack, right. In your example, Arizona, right? So what's the Arizona in your business? Do you know where you're trying to go? Do you know what you're trying to be when you grow up? It's one of those questions that's been asked to all of us, Jack, since a very young age for the most part, right? And we hopefully never stop asking that question, because as you ask the question, it's a relatively easy question to ask, but the answer will often vary as you go along in life, right? And so if you keep asking it, the answer to those questions is going to be different, you know, depending when you're asking it and what you're trying to do. But it's also easy to get lost along the way, you know? You have different distractions. Maybe have some detours, Jack, right? Many detours. Maybe there's some certain sites you want to see along the way, and all of a sudden you get distracted by that and you get stuck somewhere. Maybe the car breaks down, right? There's all kinds of things that can get in the way of you getting to where you're trying to go. But it's got to start with that first point, like your point, Jack, about the vision. And what are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go?
I think people in business look at that question, and basically they don't have a good answer for it, because they don't think other than money. If you take money out of the discussion, then it comes down to what else is there if you don't have money? If you're in business to make money, what else is there? So there's a lot of things that distract, but if you're making money, hey, you don't, you know, you're you're laying out the groundwork for, that's what I'm trying to do. That's where I'm trying to go to make money. You think that's a good answer? You think that works?
That I'm trying to make money. That's where I'm trying to go.
That's all I'm trying to do. I don't think about long term. Hell, if I make money next week, next month, I'm doing good. That's where I want to go, Adam.
How's that different from saying I just want to go on a road trip? I just want to get on the road. How's that different from just saying I want to go on a road trip, right? I just want to get on the road, Jack. I want to get out there and just start going, and we'll figure it out.
It doesn't. They're the same thing. You're going to figure it out. I don't need a plan. I can, I'll just wing it. I got a plan. I got my company, my business.
Now, most people wouldn't do that with a road trip, but then most people do that with their business, though.
That's right. That's right. So how do we correct that? How do we counsel that to say there's a better way? Is there a better way? Or is there just a different way?
Well, as with any path in life, Jack, there are a lot of different ways to make it happen. And depending on what you want to do. Again, there's no wrong answer. I guess it starts with, if you don't know where you're trying to go, then you're just going to kind of keep bumping along until you figure it out. All right. Versus if you know where you're trying to go, then the path there can be hundreds of different paths to get there. And not necessarily better or worse paths. It depends on what you're trying to do. So we keep using that road trip analogy, Jack. I mean, some people, their goal is to get there as fast as they can. That's all they care about, right? And so they aren't trying to make extra stops. They don't want to see different sites. If they get an extra, 4 minute save from a detour that they can take, they're going to take that, right? Whereas other folks are like, hey, let's enjoy the trip. Part of the fun of that is the road trip. Let's stop every couple hours. Let's go visit here. Let's go, visit the biggest ball of twine, or it might be, to go see different things along the way. There's no right or wrong answer. It's a question of what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go, and how do you want to get there? And if you can't answer that, you as the owner of the business can't answer that, then who's supposed to answer it? Because everybody's looking at you, wondering, hey, you're the one driving that bus, right? Where are we going, boss? What are we trying to do here? And if you aren't clear, then maybe somebody else is going to drive the bus, knock you out of the way, give you some suggestions about where they should go. I guess you could listen to that too, right? Get people's, buying, and, get their thoughts on it. Where they want to, where do they want to go? But if you can't answer it, somebody's got to answer it, don't they?
What do you think? Do you think that a well laid out plan with a lot of detail is the way to go to get to your objective place, wherever that place is located and described and defined? Do you think it's the journey or getting the destination? Isn't the journey kind of fun? And but what's better, to take the time and put out a very detailed plan, knowing that there's going to be disruptions if it's an extensive plan?
I think
so. Should we have more winging it, or should we have more planning it?
Yes. Yes.
What works better? What works better?
Well, winging it helps. I think, again, big picture, as we talk about a vision, right? If you're talking about 5-10 years out, or as you were mentioning earlier, if you want to take money off the table. So to me, that means somebody's on a path to financial independence, right? So that's the path. Okay. That's the ultimate goal. Okay. That's where you want to be. Okay. Well, how do you get there? There's lots of ways to get to financial independence, Jack, right? Back in the day, it used to be, you work 35 years for the company, they give you a gold watch and a nice pension, and you're good to go, right? You're financially independent at that point. Is that the way that you want to do it? That's one way to do it. There's different ways to do it too. You can get a different job. You could start your own company. You could come into an inheritance. I mean, how do you want to do it? Lots of things can happen, Jack, right?
Well, the question that we have on the table today is, how do I get to where I'm trying to go? How do I get there?
Well, again, we got to know where we're trying to go first. Because if we don't know where we're trying to go, then okay, yeah, we can get in the road and start driving. That's possible too.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't sure, I guess maybe that's, part of why you're asking the question. Well, if you aren't sure, we got to figure that out. And one way to figure that out is to get on the road and start driving.
A big, broad, just one of four directions. That's right. Just start driving. I don't know how satisfying that is. It depends on who you are. It depends on what kind of trouble you get into, what kind of interesting things you see. But, you know, not having a plan, just kind of winging it, that isn't probably the most effective way to be running your business, that's for sure, and even to run your life. But at the same time, over-planning, that isn't that good either. It, you know, the discovery is a big part of the journey. And having problems, even though you might curse them, that's also a big part of your journey. So,
well, if you are, if you know where you're trying to go, then yeah, you can kind of get started on it. If you don't know where you're trying to go, then what do you start doing, right? So again, if you're trying to get to that financial independence, and again, hey, I want to grow a company and sell it. That's how I think I want to do it, Jack, right? Versus I want to make some money along the way and put some money aside and invest it in the stock market, or I want to buy some commercial property. You know, so you start to kind of go through, and I wouldn't call that detailed planning. That's kind of more brainstorming and spitballing. It's trying to get some sort of, well, here, there are, again, like there are 100 ways to get from Cleveland to Arizona, Jack. There are 100 ways to get from where you are today to your financial independence. So that's your goal, or whatever that goal might be. You put your goal in. Okay. You know, the question is, where do you start? Because again, come back to our questions. How do you get where you're trying to go? You got to start along that way. And a big part of the planning we talk about is, hey, we get big picture to know, here's where we're trying to go. We all agree. Hey, we're trying to go to Arizona. Okay. Now let's go. We got to head west and south at some point, right? So I know if you start going north and east, hey, we're heading there. Okay. Why are we going that way? Why are we going northeast right now? We should be going somewhere south or west to kind of say we're on the path, right, Jack? That way you kind of know. And part of that challenge is, and asking this question, especially for folks who have businesses now, this is not for folks who are thinking about this, but for somebody who's running a business, it's often difficult to find the time and energy to kind of think this way, because you're so busy day in and day out doing the activities of the business, servicing the customers, you know, bringing your team together, making things start to happen. So you can be just working. That's where that phrase of working in versus working on the business, you know, refers to. So it can be very difficult, and those days and weeks and months and years can even go by without asking that question. That's why we talk about this, and we encourage all of our clients from a coaching standpoint, Jack, to at least once a year ask yourself that question. All right, where are we going? You know, what are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, start the annual planning process. You know, we used to try to take that word out of the engagements we had, because it had a bad connotation of being too academia generated, where I'm a small business owner and I don't understand a lot about business, as we know. And the word planning comes up. I got to take what? You're saying a couple of weeks in November and look at my business going forward? What are you, crazy? I don't know how to do that, and I don't have the time to do it. I got too much business to take care of. So it's not respected in the small business circles to the degree that it should be. And that's because a lot of people who own companies don't know how to do it well. So they get a consultant, and basically that consultant fills up the room with gibberish, in many cases, something geared towards a bigger company. And the planning process doesn't really take hold like it should. And that would be participation of all your employees of small business now. Not the SBA definition of 500,000 people or more, whatever the hell it is, you know, dollars. It's something that should be instituted in every small business. So if you plan, that plan basically is going to tell us, how do we get to where we're trying to go? And it's a process, and it should be a simple process, relatively speaking. And once it's there, you got control, reasonably good control over your company. Without it, what do you have? That trip to Arizona is going to become pretty bumpy if we don't have a good plan to get there. May take us two more weeks, and then it was needed. Who knows?
Well, yeah, and there may be some adventures along the way, and hey, you got to the goal. But again, it comes back to that first part of kind of knowing where you want to go. And I think, again, most of us don't think that way. You know, we've had clients over the years, Jack, where they've struggled with that for years, just trying to think in terms of, you know, think differently in terms of what they're trying to do. And, you know, there's a book I talked to you about this I started reading recently, you know, called The Dream Manager by Matthew Kelly, right? This is
right.
It talks about not only dreaming as, you know, as an entrepreneur, as an owner, but to tap into your people the same way. Your people all have dreams, right? And, you know, what kind of dreams do they have? And how can they accomplish those dreams, you know, together, you know, as part of your team? But as an owner, you know, what dreams do you have? I guess if you go back early, you know, to the very beginning, when you first started your company, first got involved in your company, what was a dream back then? You probably had some sort of a dream, right? And it's not a detailed plan, to your point, Jack. It's a dream. It's a little fuzzy, but I can kind of see, here's where we're trying to go. And this is it's drawing me in, right? It's drawing me towards that dream. I think the key with the planning part is knowing some of those first steps to kind of take and getting started. Because the best laid plans, I think it was Mike Tyson. I'm pretty sure is what he said, right? It's all great to have a plan until you get punched in the face, right? And then the plans hop and change. And that's always resonated to me for a lot of reasons. You know, when I was younger, it resonated to me because I've been punched in the face before and it changes your plan real quick, right? But also in business, they can often feel like that. You know, some days it feels like you're getting punched in the face, or some other places that don't feel so good, right? And so what do you do? Hey, I had the plan, Jack. We spent 3 months putting this plan together and, you know, we're making it happen, you know, from step one to step 75. I mean, we aren't going off course versus, wait a minute, you got to step two and you got knocked off, right? So what do you do?
Great analogy.
So, you know, I think people will use that as an excuse not to plan, Jack. I'm not going to plan because I know I'm going to get punched in the face at some point. Well, it's okay. Well, it's going to throw you off. It might reinforce the plan's okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that the entire plan's bad. It just means maybe we got our next step's going to be a little bit different. Or again, we don't necessarily know the answers to these things, but we know if we're on the path, that's going to get, again, if I'm heading south and I'm heading west, generally I'm feeling better about our travels from Cleveland to Arizona, Jack. Whereas if we're going north and east, I'm not feeling so good for some reason. Right. So again, that's true for your business. How do you know? How do you know you're going the wrong direction? You know, does it look? I mean, I often joke that, you know, being lost, it usually looks the same, right? You know, remember when we first moved to New Jersey in New York area, we get lost all the time because they have 4-lane roads to go to one lane. You're getting off somewhere here, and it was amazing to me. I get to tell, hey, we're lost, right? Because it just looks and kind of feels, you know, a certain way. You'll get that in your business too, I think. Yeah, you feel
sure
like
you do.
Lost.
Sure. Right. Without a good plan, you have no reference point. You can't see that North Star to navigate your way through whatever it is in the dark forest that you're lost in. I mean, to be able to make basic decisions around a modest plan that kind of you understand and you see and you believe in because you put some hard thinking into it. That plan will give you the direction you need. And so how do you do anything that's significant moving forward without a plan? How do you do it? I don't know how you do it. You wing it. I mean, you know, or you go put it all on red or do something crazy like that. You know, it's just a plan is vital to guide your company one way or another, not just brute force. And I think a lot of people use brute force. That's why so many businesses don't make it. You know, it's uncertain, and the planning process is even more important with research-backed efforts with small companies that are just starting out, especially. You know, where are they trying to go? Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to? How are you trying to do that? What steps do you take to kind of ensure and develop that plan?
And if you look and think about some of the history of your business, if you look back at the beginning, like I was saying a little earlier, Jack, you might find you had some humble beginnings in terms of what your goals were. Right? Maybe your goal in starting your business was to kind of make yourself in charge of what was going on, or to leave a corporate job or something like that, right? And so maybe 3 years into it, that's what you're able to do. Okay, so you now accomplished that goal. Check that off, right? Okay, now that you're there, well, now what? What's next, right? What's next? And there's no wrong answer to that question, Jack, other than avoiding the question. or not answering that question. Because otherwise, then, okay, we're on the road traveling somewhere, Jack. And I don't know if it's going to be a dead end, the easiest trip there, or somewhere in between. I don't know. And unfortunately, we find too many owners are out there kind of doing that, Jack, where they're just out there driving along and not sure where everything's kind of going or how they're going to get there, and just, you know, they keep going. So if we don't have that anchor kind of driving us in terms of here's what we're trying to do, here's what we're trying to accomplish, it can be very frustrating. It can be very challenging. It can be also very difficult to get your team on board, because they want to know too. Because they, again, they have dreams, they have goals, they have ideas of what they're trying to accomplish. And if they don't think they can accomplish it with you and your business, chances are they aren't going to be there for a long time. Now, if they feel they can do those things and accomplish their things too, okay, well, you got a chance of having some people help you get there. And when you got more people helping you get there, Jack, it makes it easier usually, doesn't it? Versus kind of doing it all yourself. So, you know, it does need to be the Wild West. We're getting into a chuck wagon and heading across, and hopefully, you know, we'll see what we see, Jack, right? It should be using, like your point, some of the more modern technology like GPS and that to kind of help us along the way, and some of our nice highway systems that we have in place versus where it was a couple hundred years ago, right? When people were heading out west doing exactly what you're talking about. That's the only choice they had, right? Hey, we're going west because it's better, because it's better than where we're coming from, Jack, right? So we're just looking ahead, and let's just kind of go. And I think that's true for a lot of owners. That's how they got started in business, right? They were getting away from something to kind of go. Now they're going. Well, whatever you're getting away from, it's probably back there, right? It's back in the past. So let it back there. Let's focus now on where we're trying to go. Look ahead.
Well, what's the big picture answer? The simple answer. How do I get to where I'm trying to go? What's the big answer?
The big answer is knowing where you're trying to go first. Once you do, knowing where to start. What's the first step? What's the first step you got to do to make that happen? And make it start, get that ball rolling. Because again,
you have to have a plan. You have to have whatever you call it. It's going to come down to the definition of a plan. Have to. If nothing else, you're going to fill a customer order, or you're going to hire somebody, or you're going to, that's a plan. It's a very, very short-term plan, but it's a plan. And that's how most people run their companies. They don't lay out the objectives for a year, for 2 years, and then track against those. We're talking smaller companies.
I know. I will remember the P word. Remember, we kept away from the P word for a long time, Jack, that planning. Mm-hmm. Because we know that the planning doesn't usually have good visions, positive visions for people.
It's not sold by the answer, right?
Well, people, yeah. Well,
the owners, not the answer.
Well, say many of the entrepreneurs are just doers, or they want to get, let's go. They're people of action, just, you know, making things kind of happen. But a little planning goes a long way in that. Again, to make sure you know what you want to do first. You know, what things are we investigating first? You mentioned do we have to do some research, right? Do we need to hire somebody? Do we need to get rid of some customers, right? It could be a lot of different things in terms of, okay, well, here's where we're trying to go. But what's that first step we need to take? As we always talk about here in terms of planning, we keep things real simple from a 7 key standpoint, Jack. And so which of those 7 keys do you need to focus on first? You know, is it a cash problem? Hey, we need to find some money somewhere, Jack, because we need to make an investment. So, okay, that's to find the money, right? Is it a people problem? Hey, we have to go find somebody. You know, we got to change the people out, or we need to shift some duties around here internally. Is it a marketing issue? With, again, we have some bad customers we have to kind of get rid of, or we're going into a new market, Jack. We don't know much about. We have to do some market research to figure out what does this place even look like. Do we know what it looks like if we're going to have some success in terms of our profit plan? How are we making money this year? Do we have an answer for that? Well, what are you doing as a leader to do this stuff? You know, looking at yourself, what are you doing to lead this thing? And if you as the owner aren't the one leading it, where are we going? We're kind of floating around there.
That's why the 7 keys are so appropriate for every business, especially the small ones. It's easily digestible, and it gives you the short-term plus long-term plan. You can't do a long-term plan well unless you have the short-term plan pretty well identified. But to sort of define where we're going, where we're trying to get to, that's not that difficult to do that. To lay the tracks or the ladders. Remember the ladders we used to have on our brochures or our binders?
Yeah, a little vision in the cloud and the key initiatives getting you there. Those nice ladders, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it that hasn't changed, and nor will it change. You're going to have some planning for success. I mean, it has to happen. You just can't keep winging it for decades. I don't think anything happens that way. You know, that's meaningful. So what do we do? The word is planning, Adam. You got to plan. That's how we figure out where we're going to go. Well, not so much where we're going to go, but how we're going to get there. The two are inseparable. Where and how.
Right.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one today.
I don't think it's a tough one because it's something that there's no simple answer to it, Jack. We're talking about, kind of know where you want to go and then having the plan to get there, but it's, it's narrowing it down to what things are going to work and also understanding that, well, whatever plan you have may not be the right plan too. That's okay. That's why, again, to spend months and years putting a plan together doesn't make much sense. Spending several hours or a couple of days, okay, that's good. Let's get it pulled together and now let's go execute it. Because again, we learn a lot more by trying stuff and seeing, well, how'd that go, right? It's like if I want to start making some cold calls, Jack, well, I can work on my scripts all day. That's great, you know. But until I get a live body on the phone talking to me and engaging with me and see how does it sound, right? It sounded great in my head. In my empty office, it sounded great. But then I was like a live body here, and all of a sudden they responded in a way I didn't anticipate.
Right. All the difference in the world. That's right.
So being ready for that and kind of, to get started. And I think once we get started, that's, it creates good momentum and moving us in the right direction. Again, moving us south and west as opposed to north and east, right? Let's make sure we're moving in those right directions. And that's one of those key things that it's always the case as the owner. That's one of your key duties is help set the direction. Also, okay, here's what we're doing next. Here's what 30 days should look like. Here's what we're focused on for the next month or the next week or the next quarter. And if you do it in those smaller chunks, it can be much more doable from that standpoint, Jack, and much more focused on the action versus the planning part of it as well, but executing that plan. Executing in a good way, not executing in a negative way.
Cut your arm off.
That's one way to do it.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. We appreciate you joining us again here on Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our shows, you can get all of them on our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. Better yet, if you have a smart device, whatever podcast player you use, we're on most of the popular podcast players, Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts. You can go right there and subscribe to it. If you search for Dirty Secrets of Small Business, it'll be delivered. Usually every Thursday, we drop a new show, a new episode. It'll be delivered to you every Thursday right to your smart device there, and they have all the history there as well. If you have comments, questions for us, please feel free to reach out. A couple ways you can do that. One is by email, which is radio@maximumvp.com, or give us a call, 877-849-0670. Be sure to join us next week. We're going to kind of build on this, Jack, because we're going to talk about this whole idea of business plans, right? And why is everyone so enamored with business plans, Jack, right? What the heck is this thing anyway? So we need to talk about that a little more in terms of...
You're right. I agree. We have to unravel the mystery of why a business plan is so attractive to people.
All right. So we'll delve in that a little bit more next week, and we'll have some fun doing that. So be sure to join us for that for next week. But again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you all next week.
You got it.